Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Mie and Podmas Day 29. Before we get started, just your reminder, make sure to get your Podmas merch before January 1st. That's all I'm going to say about that, but the link is down below in the show notes, so if you want easy access, just use the show notes and click the link. All right, so today, this episode is more of a research slash talk through episode. I was thinking about why we feel the blues like right after Christmas time is over, because this is something that I feel pretty consistently each year, and it's not like a disappointment or a letdown or anything, but it's just kind of like Christmas. You're like going through Advent, you're like Christmas is coming, and then all of a sudden it's over and you're like, what do I do now? The answer to that question, what do I do now, is I watch a lot of Downton Abbey clips. I really want to restart watching Downton Abbey because it's one of my favorite shows ever and it was so good. And I watched like a random episode one time while I was taking a bath. We have this bath board, so I just put my laptop up on that. If you like watching TV and like getting baths, get yourself a wooden bath board that goes over your tub and put your laptop on it and get like some water or a glass of wine or something and watch it while you get a bath because it's amazing. I watched Downton Abbey a few days ago when I got my bath and it just reignited like the love of Downton Abbey in me. So I've been watching clips after clips. Just, it's so fun. Anyway, so I was wondering, like, why do we feel the blues right after Christmas time is over? So I was looking it up. I actually Googled it. I was like, you know, post-Christmas blues or, you know, whatever. Apparently, there's a psychological phenomenon that I've never heard of called the contrast effect, which is not very, like, grand sounding, but it's really cool. And apparently there are two types of contrast effects. There's a positive one and a negative one. So the way it works is that a positive contrast effect is one thing is seen as better than what came before it. So like I would say, oh wow, this semester is better, like senior year is better than junior year because senior year is more like prominent, you know? So it's better. On the flip side, the negative contrast effect is when something is seen as worse than what came before it. So I could say, okay, I had this job and it paid $10 an hour, and now I have this job and it pays $7.50 or something, and then I'll be like, oh, so it's worse. So when we're experiencing the time after Christmas and we're feeling like down in the dumps, or we're just like unmotivated, or we're kind of just like, oh, you know, that's because we see the time after Christmas as worse or less attractive than Christmas time itself. So we're experiencing negative contrast. You could also say that we're experiencing positive contrast when we are in New Year's time and it's like the 1st of January and onwards, like early January, because we see that time as better than what came before it because we have that week where we're all just kind of like, you know, some people might be back to work but it's not like celebratory really, or some people are not at work but it's just like relaxing time, and you're kind of looking forward to New Year's, but also it's like the real celebration begins when New Year comes and you're like doing your resolutions and all of that. So I was just very interested in why we feel the blues, and I was kind of like, is there an explanation for this, or is it just like all of us selfish people just being like, huh, life stinks? No, I'm kidding. And I will say, I'm just going to go into my entire Christmas break, not recapping anything I did, but just my overall, I guess, evaluation of it. This Christmas break has been the best Christmas break I have ever had, and I'm not being dramatic by saying that. I am so excited because it's my last Christmas break, you know? Next Christmas, I will probably, you know, might have some time off work, but I'm going to be working. So in a sense, it won't be the Christmas break that I have had the past couple years because I've been a student. So I've been like off for like a month, which to me is like almost ridiculous. I was like, please let me be busy enough to keep me motivated, but not so busy that I feel burnt out before I even go back to school. So that has been what it has been. I'm so excited. I have had a great time doing Podmas, and that has kept me busy, but also not overly busy. And then also I've been doing some stuff for student media, but pretty much besides that, and I've had choir rehearsals, but pretty much besides that stuff, I have just really had the time to relax. I've had time to spend with family. I've had time watching. I know I mention YouTube like all the time, but I really do enjoy watching YouTube, and I feel like I don't get as much time to watch YouTube as I want to. And so I've gotten the time this break, and I am so excited about it. So it has been a wonderful Christmas break. So I really haven't been having as much post-Christmas blues, but I am kind of wandering around my house some of the time just being like, I don't start school yet, but also New Year's hasn't come. So it's just this very weird limbo kind of time between Christmas and New Year's, where you're just kind of like, what do? I don't have any motivation for like real work because I'm still on break and I'm still like on holiday. And it's really nice not to have the pressure right after Christmas comes. Okay, now be productive. And so I really have been kind of like, whoa, this isn't a blues time for me necessarily. I'm not like, you know, upset because Christmas is gone or any of that, but I am kind of like, what do I do? You know, what's going on? Like, I want to relax, but I also kind of feel like I should do something, and I'm not quite sure what that is. And so it's just something that I thought was really interesting. But even though I haven't really been experiencing this, I figured that, you know, there are some years that I do experience it, and I thought that I would give you some of my tips on how to feel bright and happy and still motivated and still like shiny and happy, I guess. I guess happy is really the word that I'm looking for, because sometimes you can just kind of be like, and all the excitement of joy of life is gone, you know? So my first tip would be, make sure to be watching what you're eating. I know this is not something people want to hear before New Year's, but make sure that you're getting some nutrition, because it can definitely, like, I am a huge believer, and it's fact, but you know, some people are still kind of like, eh, but food really affects the way you feel. So I definitely notice it when I feel just, you know, bleh and unmotivated, and not necessarily like, you know, bloated or anything like that, but just when you're feeling just kind of like lazy or whatever. And I know that Christmas has come, so it's like, you know, you have a lot of holiday food left over probably, but just make sure to watch what you're eating, make sure that you are moving a little bit. And also another tip is to make sure that you're listening to positive things, you know, listen to a positive podcast or a positive song, or, you know, text a friend or call a friend or something, because spending time with other people, you were made for connection. So you're supposed to be spending time with other people. And, you know, it's great if you can do that in person. If you can't, if your best friend lives far away, or for some other reason you just can't spend time with them in person, give them a FaceTime. I feel like getting as close as you can to someone virtually really does help. So I feel like texting and emailing is probably like one of the worst ways to communicate with someone, unless you like, you know, if you're looking for real deep communication. If you're looking for just like communication occurred, like text is fine, emails are fine. But if you really want to connect with someone, calling them so you can hear their voice, or better yet, like FaceTiming so you hear the voice and see their face, is one of the best ways to do it. But the best way is to be in person. So, you know, throw a little impromptu, like, you don't even have to be a party, just like invite someone over and just have fun, or just talk to someone. I would also say, focus on the good stuff. I just know some of this is probably seasonal, of like, it's dark, it's cloudy, you know, it's dark and cloudy outside. Usually it's cold, not so here. It's very rainy, but not cold. So it's like 70 something degrees, but yeah, I would make sure get outside, and also just feel like, surround yourself with positivity. It doesn't even have to be like fake, like, oh, Christmas, like super, super like superficial stuff. It doesn't have to be that stuff. It can be just, you know, playing, if you have an animal, play with your pet, go for a walk, get out of your house, read a great book, you know, really lose yourself in books, or, you know, watch YouTube, or do something just to make yourself feel better. I don't know, sometimes I know we can get kind of like down after Christmas, and it can be kind of like, you can start to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm such a selfish person. I feel kind of down in the dumps, but I just had Christmas. You know, I just got presents. I just, you know, celebrated. Like, why am I down? Am I so ungrateful? You know, whatever. And it can come from a place of ingratitude, depending. But I feel like since it's such a big phenomenon for like a lot of people, it doesn't come from a place of ungratitude. It feels like it's, I don't know, it is seasonal, or it just is kind of like, well, it's a slump after the celebration. It's just kind of like, and we're back to normal, and you don't really know how to deal with it. So, and definitely try and make a routine for yourself, you know, have things on your to-do list, but not so much that you're like stressing out and like you set yourself up for failure or anything like that, but just something so that you have a little bit of purpose to your day. I feel like when people get this way, they can just, their number one instinct is to grab really like sugary or unhealthy or just like comfort food, and park themselves in front of the TV That's basically what they do. And if there are some days when you can do that and it's fine, like if you haven't had a day off in forever and you finally have a day off and that's what you choose to do, go for it, you know, as long as you're being productive the rest of the time. But I do think that if you're feeling this way, doing that is probably like one of the worst things you could do, because I find when I'm not a huge TV show watcher, even though I just started this episode talking about Downton Abbey, I am not a huge TV watcher, but I am definitely like, whenever I watch something for a long time, my mind can start to wander, and then I start thinking introspectively about, you know, especially if I know that I'm in a bad mood, or if I'm in like a certain type of mood that I don't like, even if it's not like necessarily a bad mood, it's just something that I don't want to feel, I start to think about that. And then, you know, if you're having these thoughts of like, oh, am I selfish because like I'm feeling down after Christmas, like after the best day of the year, and I'm feeling down, and like, seriously, like that should be enough to get me through at least the next week. That's ridiculous. You know, I would start to have those thoughts, and then they become ruminating thoughts, and then I start to think badly about myself. So if you're like me and that happens to you, don't park yourself in front of the TV. Talk with other people. Don't spend a ton of time alone, because that can definitely be kind of a bad thing if you have those ruminating thoughts. So give yourself stuff to do. Make sure that you're doing stuff. You don't have to be overly busy where you can't think about it, but you know, just give yourself some purpose. My mom also sent me an article on what they call a winter dip. So it's like a dip in your serotonin levels. And so this is an article or an email. She forwarded me an email from Trudy Scott. She does the anxiety nutrition solutions. So she's always talking about how to fix anxiety as far as you can nutritionally. And so she was saying that you should be increasing tryptophan and 5-HTP temporarily when you have a dip in serotonin, because it can cause OCD, anxiety, and what she calls the winter blues. And that's basically what I'm talking about in this podcast, is the winter blues, but more specifically what you feel right after Christmas. So if you want to look into tryptophan or 5-HTP, I do take that, and it definitely helps. Also, if you feel like you're not getting enough sleep, melatonin really helps. I save that for the weekends because for some reason it really affects me. Like my family and I say the rosary every night, and I took it 30 minutes before we said the rosary, and it was right when I was going to leave my decade. It hit me and I was super sleepy, but I got through it. So not a good idea, but definitely 30 minutes before bed, perfect, absolutely. Sometimes I take it right before bed, so it does take a little while to take effect, but I find that it puts me in a pretty deep sleep. Nothing I can't wake up from, but it is definitely something that I love taking on the weekends, because I don't even have to worry about, you know, am I gonna wake, because I don't have an alarm and I don't have any expectations for myself during the weekends. No, I'm kidding, I do, I just don't have an alarm. But that is definitely some stuff that I would just recommend anyway, but especially if you find yourself feeling like this, definitely take advantage of tryptophan, 5-HTP, and if you're having trouble with sleep, melatonin. Okay, this was a quick little episode, but I hope that you found some of that helpful. If you're experiencing the Christmas blues, you are not selfish, you are not weak, and you are going to be okay. All right, I know it can be definitely really hard, especially when you're like, oh, like, Christmas is great, why am I feeling like this? I must be a bad person. No, you're not a bad person. It's just the weather and the way that your hormones are reacting, and also just getting used to the, I guess, mundaneness, I guess, of after Christmas. So it's totally okay. No worries, and don't feel bad. So I hope this episode helped. Love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.